What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Tony Tequila from TonyTequilaTalks.com. Here with WrestleMania 1, night 1 results. The match overall, the whole pay-per-view was kind of behind schedule because of a rain delay. So they had a lot of time fill with promos from The New Day and Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, Braun. And then there's just a bunch of filler that's going on, and then finally they get the clearance, and Titus is introduced, the crowd's hot, Owen comes out, and the crowd reaction is kind of mixed. They're promoing the night. We kick off the night with the WWE Championship, which is Lashley versus McIntyre. Very physical match. Stiff would be a word that I would use. A few false finishes. McIntyre hits an Alabama Slam. Two future shock DDTs. Which Bobby Lashley kicked out. And then McIntyre locked into Kimura for, I think it was right about a minute and a half. Maybe a little longer. Bobby Lashley looked like he was about to tap, but then reached the rope. Followed by some follow-up, and then Bobby Lashley was able to lock in the Hurt Lock, and McIntyre didn't tap, but he passed out. I give this match 3.75 stars out of 5. Next was the Women's Tag Team Turmoil match. Naomi and Lana started it out against Mella and Billie Kay, and Billie Kay picks up the elimination, picks up the win, eliminating Naomi. Next out was the Riot Squad, and Billie Kay and Mella were eliminated by them. Mandy and Dana are out next. Mandy freaking looks like she ate it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it as I was typing and taking notes. So I didn't see it, but apparently she eats it pretty bad. Liv pins Mandy in that match. And then Natty, Tamina are the last team out. Natty and Tamina just come in and run roughshod. They win the match. Get the title shots on Sunday. I give it a 4.25 stars. Next, we had Seth Rollins versus Cesaro. A match that you would think would have happened a long time ago, one-on-one. And it just kind of never came to fruition. Lots of good spots. Lots of good storytelling. Which is, like I said again, something I knew they always could do. Near falls were prevalent. Cesaro hits a UFO, and then 23 swings, plus on top of the 9 or 11, whatever it was he hit earlier, and then the neutralizer for the win. That match, on crowd reaction and on my reaction, 4.75 stars. Almost perfect. Almost. Let's see. Next was the WWE Raw Tag Team Titles, which featured AJ Styles with Omos versus New Day, Kofi, and Xavier. AJ and Kofi started out. I expected a lot of high-flying and crazy spots, and of course, that is pretty much what we got. AJ was isolated for most of the time, and finally, when Omos is tagged in, he takes several kicks and spots and playing the giant role. He just no-sold a lot of it, which is good. I mean, the guy's supposed to be this huge beast. He shouldn't be affected by kicks unless they're huge kicks. Omos with this huge powerbomb for the win. New tag team champs, AJ Styles and Omos. That match got 4.15 stars. The next match was Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in the steel cage. Shane McMahon out first. Shane McMahon is always looking in really good shape for these WrestleMania matches. But he looked really good tonight. And then Braun is out next. Sorry about that. Braun is out next, and Braun is looking really, really lean in the last few months or so. Before Braun is able to get in the ring, Shane McMahon holds the steel door closed so that he can't get in. Braun's threatening to beat him up, and then as Shane backs off and Braun starts to make his way into the ring, he's jumped by Elias Stryker. Multiple chair shots thrown in. He gets dragged into the ring by Shane and receives more chair shots. And all to the left knee. So Braun starts favoring that left knee. He takes control and starts tossing Shane around. And he Shane takes over after Braun tried the running power slam to finish the match, but the left knee gave out. Shane McMahon also hit a coast-to-coast drop kick on Braun, which was, if he doesn't do it, I'm pretty sure it's not a Shane McMahon match. And then Elias and Ryker come back out and are trying to help Shane climb out of the ring. And then there's more back and forth. It's interrupted by Braun. Somehow Shane McMahon gets to the top of the cage and hits Braun with a red toolbox, which allows Shane to pretty much just escape and almost win the match. Shane stops to taunt Braun. And Braun catches his hand through the cage and stops him from coming out and proceeds to rip the panel off the cage in the top corner. And that pretty much spelled the beginning of the end. At some point, they both go up to the top of the cage and Shane is chucked from the top of the cage. And then Braun Strowman comes down. Running power slam for the win. Good match. Decent spot. Overall, 4.25 stars. Morrison and Damian... Miz Morrison, Damian Priest, and Bad Bunny opens up with a flock of Easter bunnies flooding the ring. Hopping to the ring. And out come Miz and Morrison singing the Hey Hey Ha pop song. So Damien comes out first. And let's see, I'm reading my notes, so forgive me. Was commenting about how the color of Damien Priest's braids would be something like I would like to wear mine. The fact that there's two Puerto Rican wrestlers in the, or two Puerto Rican nationals, or Puerto Ricans standing there. I know that the crowd is really hot because Miami and Puerto Rico and, Tampa Bay area. Bad Bunny actually starts out the match and stayed in the match for a long time. I'm going to rewatch this and try to time what his actual total ring time was. But him and Miz were pretty much in the match the whole time. Lots of nice moves. Bunny really, really impressed me. There's lots of tagging back and forth. Morrison blasts Bad Bunny on the outside in the announce table. And is tags in the hits a spinneroonie and then tags in the Miz. Again, here I have a note about what Bad Bunny's runtime is. So, Bad Bunny hits a flying spot to the outside. Miz hits a skull crush finale on Damian Priest, but Bad Bunny makes the save. Bad Bunny hits Morrison with the flipping destroyer. And then they end up back in the ring. Bad Bunny with the win with the crossbody from the top ropes. Bad Bunny, in my opinion, gets 3.75 stars for a green guy. He did really good. The match overall gets 4.25 stars, which brings us to the main event. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bianca was out first. Crowd's pulling for her. I'm pulling for her. And they made a note to note that this is the first all-black women's main event in WrestleMania history. The crowd was very palpable. It was about 50-50. Lots of good spots. A lot of spots involving the ponytail. Sasha at one point grabs it from one side of the corner, and Bianca's on the other side. Bianca uses the braid to yank her into the corner post. So lots of false finishes here. Lots of good wrestling. Sasha and Bianca definitely deserved the main event last night. Bianca hits the 450, but Sasha Banks kicked out. Again, Sasha goes for the braid, and this time she pays for it with Bianca whipping her like an audible, loud whip. It sounded like somebody got smacked with a belt right in the face. That's what it sounded like. But it was to her gut. And Bianca makes her pay, like I said. Hits the KOD for the win. This match overall gets 4.75 stars. And as I noted before, Sasha Banks has this huge braid whip. Huge welt from the braid whip. So we'll look forward to reporting on tomorrow night's events. Love, peace, and Chorizo Grease for now. What's up, everybody? Tony Tequila from TonyTequilaTalks.com. Here to tell you the story of Papa. And the story goes like this. It's 1985. Papa was the king of Miami, strolling around town, wearing his white suit, mesh loafers, dark shades, chatting up all the ladies. Papa knew everybody, and everybody knew Papa. He was the kind of guy you couldn't help but like. He had a big personality with a big heart. Papa always remembered your name, and when you needed weed, oh, he'd hook you up. He always had a stash of the good stuff. Papa loved to share the happiness. So, here's to Papa. He's always sharing the good times. And you guys can buy Papa's Herbs merch at papasherbs.com. PAPASHERB.com/merch. And you can get 20% discount on anything you buy there by using the promo code TonyTequila20. TonyTequila20. All together, all caps. That again is TonyTequila20 for 20% off. PapasHerbs.com.